Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Just on the phone with Ken Glickman. We'll be talking with him in about 15 minutes, but we only get one of them in the studio. That's the rule. If Glickman is here, then Nicole's out reporting live, and vice versa, and that's Glickman's loss, believe me. We have Nicole Sclafani in studio with us today, representing LCC-TV and Lansing Lowdown. Hi, how are you?
Good, it's good. It's good to be in here. It's 91 degrees outside of the Cooley Law School Stadium, so it's kind of nice to be in here than out standing at Lansing Live. But I know there's a lot of people outside right now enjoying the weather.
I hear they have another big crowd.
They do, enjoying the weather. More good music tonight. Jen Siggett and Fled Five are out there live, and they're going to be there till 9 o'clock or so, right there in front of Tavern on the Square. So
Fled Five?
Yeah. I don't know. That one, what luck to go see
them.
So
you know most of these bands anyway,
I do.
Right?
Some of them. I mean, some of them have been around town a lot, and some of them, they're special guests, actually, that really don't come to town a lot. So it's really just a great treat. It's a free concert for everybody. So
how long is Lansing Live going to go?
I think I checked the schedule. I think, really, Cameron's got it booked maybe through August and the start of September. I'm not sure when they're going to pull there. Probably Labor Day.
Yeah.
That makes sense, definitely.
Very cool.
So,
all right.
Yeah, there's just there's
a lot going on this weekend.
There is, this weekend and everything else. We actually, this past weekend, I just went to Potter Park Zoo. And if you've been there, especially with two young kids,
yes.
You know, I had my friends come visit up there. We all took them out. We took the whole family out there, and they just had a great time. And Potter Park Zoo, we thought, is just the perfect size zoo.
Yeah.
By the time you kind of get sick of walking around as a parent or as an adult, and as the time, you know, the kid starts to cry, and you're like, okay, we got to go, it's done.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's really great. And so we did the whole camel ride thing, and we fed the birds. And so it's going to be another great weekend. And I really would suggest, if you want an outdoor activity, to go hang out by the riverfront or go check out Potter Park Zoo.
You know, I'm glad you say that, because people discover Potter Park Zoo.
Yeah.
And then they tend to forget it a while, and it's time for them to rediscover.
Mm-hmm. And I know they have new animals they're bringing in a lot. They have probably about three or so new animals I haven't seen before. And when I discovered it, was last year. So, yeah, it's really great. And the kids just love it. You know, especially we had a 3-year-old and 2-year-old, and they just loved it. So those are good times. Also, this weekend coming up, the Great Lakes Folk Festival.
Yes.
That's going to be in downtown East Lansing. Everybody's getting all fired up for that. And out in St. John's, the Mint Festival is going on this weekend as well. And all the little family fun kind of times as well. So
you go to the Mint Festival? Is that?
I didn't, even though it's kind of out by me. We live out in Bath area.
Okay.
So I've never been. I've been out to St. John's, but I haven't been to the Mint Festival. But I know that he's been struggling for quite some time just to get people out there and so they could keep his land.
Right.
And so this festival is definitely show a sign of support for local communities. So
there's a lot going on out there. You know, I get out there for Uncle John's Cider Mill.
Mm-hmm. That's when I go out there.
You can see that stuff. But the Mint Festival, it might be a nice thing to stop off and check out.
Yep, and they make some great chocolate mint. I remember over at LCC, we did the fudge competition that they did last year. They helped make the world's largest piece of fudge at LCC.
Okay.
And with their mint, they put it in the chocolate.
How big was this?
Chocolate mint. Oh, it was pretty big. I have a video on our YouTube site, on LCC's YouTube site, but it was probably, gosh, I don't even know, like, geez, 40 feet or so on the floor. It was really great. And they were cutting it. It was funny. They were just cutting little slivers in it to give to people. And it was a big pile of fudge, but it was good stuff.
Okay.
But yeah, St. John's is always a great place to go discover, whether it's the fall or in the spring. So, or in the summer. Also this weekend, if you want to head down to Detroit, Kid Rock is coming to town, and he's
kind of
a Michigan favorite.
Oh,
so
yeah, absolutely.
I've gone to many a concerts of his, but I'm gonna sit out this summer. Cause,
you know, he's a big fan of Tom Izzo. He comes to Michigan State basketball games now.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just, you know, he's just a great, you know, he's very supportive of the state and of Detroit. And I think everybody just has a fun time. I know, like when I used to live down in Metro Detroit, it's a tradition. It's a summer tradition for a lot of people. So they go out and enjoy a Kid Rock concert. So that's fun. Also, tonight going on at the Loft, actually this whole weekend at the Loft, that's right up above Harem Urban Lounge in Michigan Avenue, they're having a lot of concerts. Tonight's a big concert with four local bands, including Billiards Music, one of my favorite, Tree Hut Kings, and Jaws That Bite. Those are the three of the acts.
Bite.
Yeah. And then Secondhand Serenade is actually coming on Saturday, which they're a really big act. act, actually, and the Loft has been getting a lot of great musicians in there lately. Against Me was just in there a couple weeks ago, and they're really big to the area, and they're getting a lot of people out to see shows by local musicians, and then also they're really supportive in bringing new acts into Lansing, which is great to see.
Sounds like another weekend with nothing to do, Nicole.
Nothing to do. Yeah. I know. We always have that problem here in Lansing, right? There's just too much. It's just ridiculous. There's just a lot of different options for everyone. Also, even coming up September 1st, I just got out of a meeting at LCC today. We're having a concert on campus September 1st,
really?
Which will be, I believe it's the Wednesday after classes begin. We're having it for the students. And it's actually going to be three student bands that are actually pretty good and very diverse.
Okay.
And they're going to be performing in the outside.
Have they already been picked?
They've been picked.
Okay.
I don't think I can say all their names, but I can say the genres. We have a gospel rap group.
Okay.
We have a metal group. And then a little bit more of a jam band kind of group. So it's really kind of something for everyone. It's going to be happening in the middle of the day. And it's mostly for students that are going to be just hanging out there from 12 to 3. Just something to do. So that'll be fun.
Give people a little bit more reason to hang out. If they would leave after morning class or whatever, they can stick around.
Yeah. No, it's been...
Catch that, too.
Exactly. It's been really great. So let's see. What else is going on tonight? There's a film festival that has been going on every Thursday this summer. That goes on in Valley Court Park in downtown East Lansing. Every Thursday there's a different movie. They have a blow-up screen and they show it right there in the park. So
what's your favorite part of the folk festival?
I haven't been actually this year. I haven't been last year. When I just moved up here, I haven't been. So
okay.
I'm going to be excited to check it out this
year.
I go to Jazz Fest last year. I went up for that when I was living in town.
Right.
So this is just going to be a fun new experience for me. So I'm really
it's very
looking
different.
Forward to
it. I mean, there's a lot more going on, but it's really shows you what Michigan folk traditions are all about.
It does, and it's a huge tradition working with LCC Radio too. We have a lot of folk performers on, and I just see this history there. I mean, with LCC Radio, we have a lot of just ties with folk and jazz, and those are definitely two things that are very strong in this region. We have so many great performers, you know, so it's going to be great to just open up to another genre and see something new, and which I'm happy about too, because although there's a lot going on, sometimes you tend to see the same thing, and it's going to be great seeing a different genre in town. So
well, with the folk festival too, I think a lot of people use it, if not toward the end of summer, they start to get back into the swing of things for school. Kids go. They get back into the learning environment a little bit, too, in addition to the music and everything else. That, you know, there's an awful lot there. So
lots to appreciate there. And so it's just been great experiencing.
They haven't had you back at Thomas M. Cooley Law School Stadium, have you? Have they?
I haven't gone back yet. No, but that was a great experience.
Waiting for Nicole Sclafani night that they'll have there.
Oh, of course. Yeah, t-shirts and everything. So,
you know, I wanted to ask, you probably didn't see this bit of video, but you can relate to this. And I know Mark would never do this. But there was a Major League Baseball game where a ball was hit into the stands. And the guy had promised his fiance that he would protect her. And as soon as the ball came screaming,
he's
ducking out of the way. The ball hits her. Now they've had the two of them. They've been on the early morning news shows. So you got to be careful when you're sitting there sometimes at the ballpark.
Of course.
Yeah. They weren't engaged. They just graduated high school.
Well, they're not engaged now. I'll tell you that.
No, I'm not even sure that they were dating.
Over.
That's not true. That's not true.
What? That they were engaged?
That's probably a good
thing. Not true that they're engaged?
No, they might not have even been dating.
Well, they've been on all the shows together as if that they're a couple, so who knows?
That would kind of seal the deal for me. Sorry.
That would be
You're not
going to
jump in front of a ball for me.
Yeah, that's the least that you can do,
That's the least you can do.
Okay.
So,
what's new at LCC TV?
There's a lot. We actually had a really busy week. I love my job. We get to do a lot of great stuff. You know, coming from being a producer in Detroit, mainly in news, to doing this. I mean, it's really been great to create some new shows, especially for the community. We were just out there. We were actually down in Detroit on Tuesday filming a new episode called Bite Size Cinema. We do that in Lansing. It's where we highlight local filmmakers and we air their short films to give them a little bit more distribution. And so we went down to Detroit because we know that there's big ties between Detroit filmmakers, Lansing filmmakers, and we wanted to show off some of their stuff as well. So we spent about 8 hours in Campus Martius on Tuesday just filming this whole show.
Nice.
And actually the Detroit Windsor International Film Festival coordinator was the host.
Okay.
And so he was really familiar with a lot of the films that were in the festival. So we got a chance to talk with them. And one of my my students is actually producing the show. So it's his first show, and it's going to be an hour long, and so we're really excited about that and hope that's going to be done probably by September. So.
Well, we look forward to hearing more about that. Nicole, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
As always, appreciate it. We'll be right back with Ken Glickman coming up next on Ebling & You, 1320 WILS.